Happy Saturday, Squamish Environment Canada says it will be mainly sunny, with increasing cloudiness this afternoon. We will see a high of 16°C, and an overnight low down to 4°C overnight. Sunrise was at 6:56 a.m. Sunset is at 5:55 p.m. Local meteorologist Jason Ross says the warm temperatures and dry conditions will last through this weekend and into early next week. Looking into the long-range forecast, Ross said there's a chance of a return to more active pattern as upper troughing returns to the Gulf of Alaska. The bottom line, winter isn't over and lots of snowpack building can happen in March. Freezing levels. Saturday, 2,500 meters. Sunday, 1,500 meters, rising to near 2,000 meters by afternoon. Mount Garibaldi Cemetery. More room is needed at the cemetery, therefore, an expansion program is about to get underway. Beginning March 3, there will be forest and vegetation clearing, followed by construction expected from July to December 2025. Once complete, the expansion will provide additional burial options, including green burials and a scattering garden, ensuring long-term cemetery services for Squamish, the district says in a post on its social media. Cemetery access will be reduced, and there will be temporary cremation delays until March 17. Nearby residents and visitors may experience noise from chainsaws, tree felling, and trucking, as well as increased truck traffic on Government Road. Additionally, the Zombie Crawl Trail will be temporarily closed, with signage posted to indicate the closure. Got construction? If you have moseyed on down the west side of 2nd Avenue downtown of late, you would have run into a closed sidewalk in front of the old and new Squamish Chief offices. It is due to work on the outside of what will soon be North Shore Medical Imaging at 38,117 2nd Avenue, which was previously the Squamish Chief's office. Our media outlet is now next door, at 38,113 2nd Avenue, where H&R Block used to be. The tax experts are now at 1305 Pemberton Avenue, where Keir Fine Jewelry used to be. Are you keeping up? All the other businesses are open and operating, so come on down if you need coffee from 1914 Coffee Company, or to send off a package at the UPS store or grab sushi at Manpuku Sushi. Beware of cougars. Local Johan Brandhorst Sitskern says he spotted two cougars on February 18 by the Mamquam spawning channels, on the little bridge between the Mamquam River and the Squamish Valley Golf Club. He wants to warn other locals to be aware of them. The district notes that while negative encounters are uncommon, Squamish is prime cougar habitat. The municipality and WildSafe BC provide the following tips to keep safe around cougars on local trails. Be alert and aware at all times. Avoid surprise encounters by making noise. Use your voice hike or bike in groups of two or more and keep children close at hand. Keep dogs leashed. Look for signs of fresh cougar activity, like claw marks on trees or logs. Scatter paw prints. Avoid food caches. Cougars will cover unconsumed portions of their kill with twigs, leaf litter, or soil. If you come across a cache, leave the area immediately. Be alert to circling ravens or turkey vultures. Riding or running quickly and quietly puts you at risk for surprise encounters. Slow down when going around blind corners and make noise. Cougar kittens are usually well hidden. However, if you do encounter cougar kittens, do not approach or attempt to pick them up. Leave the area immediately. Females will defend their young. Carry bear spray and know how to use it. Pool closure. Please note that the Brennan Park pool is closed for the foreseeable future, to address the facility's deck, which has been deemed a potential slip hazard. The district estimates the closure could last for a minimum of 4 weeks, or more. Any 10 and 20 visit passes due to expire during the closure will be extended. Monthly pass holders will also receive an extension through the closure. Staff will cancel and refund all registered aquatic programs and rentals. Refunds will automatically be issued next week, the district says. After backlash from last Feb 12's pool closure announcement, the district provided more up-to-date details about what is happening. Slip resistance testing was carried out at the pool by an independent third party on February 11, under the direction of VCH, the district said. The report indicated that the tiles did not meet the required anti-slip standards for wet surfaces. Under the BC Public Health Act pool regulation, A pool operator must ensure that pool aprons, walkways and floors have a surface that is slip-resistant when wet. Because the slip resistance did not meet the required standards for wet surfaces, VCH ordered an immediate closure. The Muni said Brennan Park Pool closes for annual maintenance each year to ensure the longevity of the aquatic center and to help prevent larger, more costly problems from occurring. Brennan Park Recreation Center's front desk will close at 9 p.m. Monday to Friday for the duration of the pool closure. All arena rentals will continue as normal. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the For Road Safety at Work site. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of four matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Today, on Highway 99, watch for avalanche control work planned between Lilwat Place and Seton Lake Road for 3.0 kilometers, 39 to 42 kilometers north of Pemberton, starting on Saturday, March 1st at 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. Watch for traffic control personnel. Expect delays up to 20 minutes. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 3.86%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Pitt Meadows, which saw a high of 17.3 C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 16.7 C. The coldest spot in BC on February 28, again, was Fort Nelson Airport, which dipped to minus 15. 3 C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7 C. March average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.5 C, the minimum temperature is 5.8 C, and the maximum is 10.3 C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is high, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Known problems include storm slabs, persistent slabs and loose wet. What does considerable risk mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential, reads the Avalanche Canada explanation. The advice for today from avalog.co is: the parade of storms has woken up a nasty persistent slab and more snow is coming. The consequences of triggering an avalanche could be much higher than surface instabilities suggest. Watch for newly formed and reactive wind slabs as you transition into wind-affected terrain. Approach lee and cross-loaded slopes with caution. Storm slabs in motion may step down to deeply buried weak layers and result in very large avalanches. Even brief periods of direct sun could produce natural avalanches. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note. In addition to Jane Stanton and friends on March 9th at the Bag, these other events caught our eye. Today, check out HiFo, Sea to Sound Collective X Tofino Tea Party at Trickster's Hideout, at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. HiFo, plus an insanely stacked support lineup will be coming by Trickster's to deliver the Sea to Sky a cutting edge, genre-bending sonic experience unlike no other, reads the listing. March 3rd, there's Queer Old Souls Social at Create Makerspace at 39449 Queens Way, from 7 to 9 p.m. Queer Old Souls Social is an evening for older adults who identify on the 2SLGBTQAI plus spectrum and are interested in gathering as a community. This is a free event. Woodworking experience not necessary, reads the listing. March 4th, daytime board game meetup at Arrow Wood Games from 1 to 3 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary. This meetup is perfect if you are keen to expand your social circle, want to play some new games and have some good old-fashioned fun. Reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Number parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side; Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side; Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; Fifth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; Sixth Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street, no parking on east side; Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side; Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices. In Squamish today, regular gas is going for 182.9 cents per liter at most stations. Gas in Whistler is 182.9 per liter at the co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, gas is 180.9 per liter at the Petro-Canada at 1440 Portage Road. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Moy, in the East Kootenay region, where you can fill up for 136.9 per liter at the racetrack at 9332 Front Street.